Welcome to episode 1340 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. All week, we have been exploring what the second commandment forbids: images, representations, frozen versions of God. Do not carve an idol. Do not reduce God to a form you can control. Do not try to capture the infinite in a finite representation. It seems like pure negation. Do not, do not, do not. But embedded in this prohibition is a stunning implication. God is saying no to human-made images precisely because God is about to give one. God is preparing the people for a revelation so radical that it will redefine what the commandment actually means. God forbids us to make images of God because God chose to make one himself. And that image is Jesus. Listen to how Paul describes what happened in Jesus in Colossians 1, verse 15.
The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation.
Paul is not speaking metaphorically. Jesus is not like God. Jesus is the image of God, the exact representation, the visible manifestation of the invisible God. And listen to the stunning claim in Hebrews.
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word.
God's glory, the weight and presence and majesty of God, is radiating from Jesus. Jesus is not pointing to God. Jesus is God made visible. John goes even further in John chapter 1, verse 18.
No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
During the Last Supper, as Jesus prepared to leave his disciples, Philip asks Jesus to show them the Father. Jesus tells Philip,
"Have I been with you so long and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father."
For centuries, the people knew God through voice, through word, through encounter. But they had never seen God's form. The second commandment protected them from trying to make one. But now, God has done something unprecedented. God has become visible. God has taken on flesh. God has walked among us. In Jesus, the invisible God became visible. The God who forbade images has become an image. Here is where it gets subtle. Jesus does not abolish the second commandment. Jesus fulfills it. Jesus reveals what the commandment was actually protecting and pointing toward. The commandment says, "Do not make images of God." Why? Because images are human attempts to capture something infinite in something finite. Images freeze God. Images distort God. Images turn God into something we can control. But Jesus is different. Jesus is not a human-made representation. Jesus is God choosing to represent himself. Jesus does not distort God because Jesus is God. Jesus does not freeze God because Jesus is alive, moving, speaking, responding. In other words, Jesus is the only image of God that actually works. Jesus is the only representation that does not diminish or distort. Because Jesus is not a representation at all. Jesus is the reality. This is the answer to the commandment's concern. The commandment forbade images because images misrepresent God, but Jesus reveals God completely and faithfully. Jesus is what the commandment was protecting the way for. When you look at Jesus, what do you see? What does Jesus reveal about God? You see a God who weeps, who is moved by human suffering, who sits with the broken and the rejected. You see a God who is tender, who touches the sick, who holds children, who is not too transcendent to be intimate. You see a God who is just, who overturns tables in the temple, who speaks harshly to the self-righteous, who will not compromise truth for comfort. You see a God who is merciful, who forgives the woman caught in adultery, who eats with tax collectors and sinners, who welcomes the outcast. You see a God who is vulnerable, who hungers and thirsts and weeps, who prays, who is tempted, who suffers. This is not the distorted God we create when we make our own images. This is not the distant God we create when we shrink God to fit our comfort. This is God, full, whole, undistorted, revealing himself completely. When you encounter Jesus, you encounter God without the mediation of your assumptions. You encounter God without the filtering of your preferences. You encounter God as God actually is. This is where Jesus becomes dangerous to our carefully constructed theologies. We have spent our lives developing ideas about God. We have inherited beliefs. We have constructed images. And then Jesus shows up and does things that do not fit our images. He heals on the Sabbath, challenging the thousands of rules that had been developed by the Pharisees to protect the sanctity of this day, and upending what we thought God cared about the most. He eats with sinners, ignoring what we thought God demanded. He forgives without requiring payment, undermining what we thought God required. He welcomes women and children and the poor, challenging what we thought God valued. He dies on a cross, shattering what we thought God's power looked like. In each moment, Jesus is essentially saying this:
your image of God is too small. Your understanding is too narrow. Your assumptions about what God cares about are wrong.
The second commandment forbids us from making images so that we will not be trapped by our own limited understanding. And Jesus comes to prove why that protection was necessary. Because the moment we think we have God figured out, Jesus reveals that God is larger, more merciful, more just, more tender, more fierce than we imagined. This is the radical invitation Jesus extends. Do not relate to God through your assumptions. Do not relate to God through inherited images. Relate to God through me. Look at me. Listen to me. Follow me. When you encounter Jesus in the Gospels, you are not encountering a representation of God. You are encountering God himself. And in that encounter, your understanding of God will be reshaped. You will discover that God's power looks like vulnerability on a cross. You will discover that God's justice includes radical mercy. You will discover that God's transcendence does not prevent intimacy. You will discover that God's holiness does not exclude the broken. These are things you cannot learn through images. These are things you cannot learn through theology. These are things you can only learn through relationship with the living God. And Jesus is God made relational, made visible, made accessible. Consider this question: is my understanding of God shaped more by Jesus or by assumptions? When you think about God, what comes to mind first? A theology you learned? A God your culture taught you? A God shaped by your family's faith? Or do you think of Jesus? Do you ask, what would Jesus do? Do you look to Jesus to understand what God is actually like? Here is the test. When Jesus does something that contradicts your image of God, what do? Do you trust your image? Or do you allow Jesus to reshape it? The second commandment is ultimately saying, do not trust your image of God more than you trust God's self-revelation. And God's self-revelation is Jesus. Consider reading the Gospels in the coming weeks, not looking for confirmation of what you already believe about God, but looking for surprise, looking for places where Jesus reveals God differently than you expected. Pay attention to what Jesus prioritizes, to who Jesus welcomes, to what makes Jesus angry, to what moves Jesus to compassion. Do not try to fit Jesus into your existing theology. Instead, let Jesus reshape your theology. Let him become your primary image of God. Let him teach you what God actually cares about. The second commandment forbids images because we cannot be trusted to make them. We distort. We shrink. We edit. We create gods in our image, rather than allowing ourselves to be reshaped in God's image. But God, knowing our need for something tangible, something visible, something we can actually encounter, gave us what we could not make ourselves. God gave us Jesus, the true image, the undistorted revelation, the God who walked among us and showed us exactly what God is like. In Jesus, the second commandment reaches its fulfillment. We are no longer allowed to make images of God, because God has made one himself. And that image is alive. That image speaks. That image challenges us. That image loves us. That image calls us to become more than we are.
If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
Father, help us see you clearly in Jesus. Help us allow Jesus to reshape our understanding of who you are. Help us trust Jesus' revelation of you more than our own assumptions. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today,